Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's a house of delegates, every convention is, you know, and these voting soldiers, while central to the convention traditionally, these days have little to do but to go to meetings and eat catering. We wanted to get a sense of these characters in Charlotte, though, so we did a bit of speed dating with delegates, trying to meet as many as we could, explore their issues, and we tried to imagine what they would do if a cliffhanger deadlock vote came down to one of them. How would they want to make history? Your name and delegation, please.
My name is Jocelyn Sita. I'm from California District 35 in Southern California, covering San Bernardino County cities.
And Jocelyn, what's your issue?
My main issue for becoming a delegate was to make sure that the Latino voice was heard.
Do you plan on working on the ground level as one of the get-out-the-vote workers for Latino voters in battleground states?
Well, actually, they wanted to send me to Nevada, actually, because they do need bilingual people out there. But I decided to actually stay within my community and run for local office. I'm running for school board in my town, and one of the main reasons was to lead an example to the rest of the nation when it comes to getting involved in the democratic process.
We know that the vote is pretty much a foregone conclusion for Barack Obama. Not much suspense there in Charlotte. But what if there was a deadlocked vote at the convention and you were the deciding vote? What scenario, what issue, what would you want to break the deadlock on to change America?
It's definitely immigration. The deferred action is just the beginning, and we definitely need a new immigration reform. I would love that.
Jocelyn Sita, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
So our next delegate, name and delegation, please.
Yes, this is Janice Covington. I'm with the North Carolina delegation.
So you're right at home there.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm only 5 minutes away from the house.
Now, given the politics down there in North Carolina, are there a lot of transgender delegates there in North Carolina?
No, I'm the first and I'm the only.
So you're kind of a pioneer all by yourself there.
Well, I kind of feel like I am, but it's about my community and it's about the things that we want. You know, in light of Amendment 1, they think that we're second-class citizens and we're not.
All right, so let's make it about you for a moment. We love to use our imaginations here. If the convention on some issue came down to a deadlock, what issue do you imagine casting the deciding vote for in your sort of dream of dreams of the most dramatic moments at a convention?
If there was an issue about freedom for all people, and to be able to work, whether they're LGBT, Latino, Afro-Americans, or anybody, that's what I would vote for.
All right, Janice Covington from the great state of North Carolina. Have a great convention.
Thank you, John.
So, name and delegation, please.
Rabbi Jonathan Kendall. I'm with the Florida delegation.
The Florida delegation. So you're right in the middle of a swing state.
I am indeed.
So what's your issue?
I'm not so sure that I have an issue. I have more of a story, and that is on the night that I'm going to vote for Barack Obama, September 5th, 100 years ago to the day, my grandfather, who was also a Reform rabbi, voted for Teddy Roosevelt at the Progressive Convention in Syracuse.
Incredible.
And I'm here, A, to close the circle, but B, because I find that the Democratic values and platform conflate very nicely with my own values. And it's what I've been preaching for 40 years in the pulpit.
All right. If the convention came down to a deadlocked vote and you were the deciding vote, what issue would you want to cast the deciding vote on, or what scenario? What would you want to do?
I want to make sure that the country is headed in the direction that speaks to issues regarding justice, generosity, fairness, equity, kindness. I don't want to see the country retreat. I want to see it move forward.
Rabbi Kendall, have a great convention. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
So, name, sir, and delegation, please.
Tom Deck, Connecticut delegation.
And obviously, you're a Democrat. What's your issue?
I'd say education, jobs, something I'm going to be looking for, you know, in the next few months as I look to graduation.
As a senior at Yale, are you so saddled with debt you'll never be able to see your way beyond it in your lifetime?
I have some debt. I'm nervous about it, but also confident that I'll be able to take it on.
Okay, so what would the issue be? What would the story be that you would want to break the deadlock on and save the day?
The marriage equality issue. And I think the president took a bold move this spring in support of that. And because that has progressed, I would be enthusiastic in supporting Barack Obama.
All right. Thomas Deck, have a great convention.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. So our next two delegates, names and delegation, please, one at a time.
Sarah Starnes, Missouri, 5th Congressional District.
My name is Kelvin Walls, a representative from the 5th Congressional District.
All right, so what's your issue, Sarah?
Well, my issue is one that's far-reaching, overreaching, pretty much everything that goes on in politics, which is financing the political campaigns. And by having these unlimited numbers of dollars coming from unidentified people, corrupts the political process, it undermines our democracy, and it's basically immoral.
Kelvin, how about you?
You know, much has been made about the economy, and certainly I think jobs are forefront in what people want. And the president has offered a jobs bill, and there's been no action on that.
You want that higher profile right here in Charlotte.
Yes, yes. We want people to go to work. We want people to know that Obama cares.
Now, what if we could imagine a scenario where the convention was deadlocked and it came down to the two of you? What would you want to cast the deciding vote for, you guys?
Healthcare reform. We worked really hard on that. That is like the president's signature legislation, and if it came to a vote again, I would want to be the one that made the deciding vote.
And Kelvin?
I'd want them to know that we have a candidate that is supporting new technology and improving our infrastructure.
Well, you're both very well on message here. Here's a worst-case scenario. What if it was a deadlocked convention before we go, and it came down to the two of you, and you were on opposite sides? What would that issue be?
Well, we'd have to get some attorneys to file for divorce. But
what do we fight about the most politically?
Politically, I can't think of anything, truthfully.
I will share this little story. When we started out on this journey in 07, I must confess that I was a little bit more of a Clinton supporter, but what kind of won me over was the fact that Obama seemed more inspirational in his message and seemed more transformative in his approach to politics. You know, we looked at each other sideways for a little while there.
I thought you were going to say, I won you over.
Oh, did I say that?
You said Barack Obama, but us working together.
Us working together.
Yeah. Unity.
That is a beautiful story. I'm almost in tears, you guys. That's great. Sarah Starnes and Kelvin Walls from the great state of Missouri. Have a great convention.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
I'm wiping the tears there. That's speed dating the delegates on the takeaway at the Democratic National Convention. Coming up, we talk fantasy football leagues in just a moment, but we're also building fantasy political teams. Zach from Kansas is playing along. I would pick Bernie Sanders for quarterback and nose tackle. Bernie Sanders from Vermont. Draft your team and call us at 877-8MYTAKE.